So, Kyle, can you help me for a second? Yeah, thank you. Just come on up here, and I got a couple questions for you. So, it's Kyle Kirsch, and you can take your mask off if you want, but Kyle is just a longtime member of the parish, and I don't know if you all heard, but earlier this week, the host of Jeopardy passed away, Alex Trebek, and who here doesn't just love Jeopardy? I've been watching it since I was two, and so I thought I would ask you a few Catholic Jeopardy questions, or answers, and see if you can tell us the question, okay? All right. So, the first one. This is Old Testament for 100.
This is not rehearsed, by the way, so...
No. The Jewish feast, this Jewish feast, remembers the deliverance of the Jewish people from the Egyptian slavery.
What is Passover?
Yes! Yay! All right. Holy Days of Obligation for 200. This Holy Day of Obligation, December 8th, recalls the moment when our Blessed Mother's existence began.
What is Immaculate Conception?
Yes! Sacraments for 300. This prayer is said by the penitent to express sorrow for sins confessed.
What is penance? What is confession? What is act of contrition?
Yes! All right. This is Christmas for 400. This tree lot sells more Christmas trees than anyone else, and all men of our parish will be there today at 1 o'clock to help unload Christmas trees.
What is a great Sunday afternoon?
Yes! All right. One last question, final Jeopardy. The answer is Jean Caravan.
What was the answer?
Jean Caravan. Anyone? Who is the wife of Alex Trebek? Thank you. Let's hear it for a great answer. Great answer. See you all guys on the tree lot today at 1 o'clock unloading trees. But Alex passed away, and on Monday when I was watching the news, they had this little clip of Alex Trebek and his wife from, I don't know, a few months ago. They were being interviewed, and Alex at a certain point began speaking about his wife. And he shared about his wife and how she's been by his side, how she has cared for him, how she has suffered for him, how she has just been right there to do the most menial, difficult task so that Jean could live as comfortably and as beautiful, or so that Alex could live his last days with a little peace. And as he was sharing this about his wife, I thought, his wife emulates today's first reading from Proverbs 31. He who finds a good wife finds a treasure of pearls. That first reading, we hear about how this woman living in Old Testament times is such a great person that she's great not because she's simply great, but because she lives beyond herself. She cares for her husband and his needs. She cares for her family. She loves the poor, and the poor know her by name. So great is she that she, in using of all her gifts and talents for others, that her husband actually entrusts his heart to her. See, God has given to you and to me and to all of us incredible gifts and abilities. And we can use all those gifts and abilities and talents and resources for ourselves. Or by God's grace, we can use it all for others. Because everyone here has all that we have as a gift from God. through his graciousness. When I was conceived, I was not able to check off, these are the skills and the talents and the abilities that I want. I was simply given what I was given. And how do I use those? Will I be like that woman of today's first reading and use it for the glory of God, for the good of others? Or will I hoard, out of fear, even hide it? As Catholics, we call that stewardship. See, you and I are called to be stewards of the gifts that God has given to us. Of all of our entire life, we are mere stewards. And when we use the gifts that we have for the good of others, great things happen. See, when I give my time in prayer, as you're doing now, by being at Mass or watching Mass, when you give God an hour, all of a sudden you go, you know, I could have used that hour for all kinds of things, but I gave it to God. Or when every day we give 10 minutes in prayer and we say, God, I'm going to give you this 10 minutes. My day is so busy, but I'm going to give you 10 minutes. And all of a sudden you begin that you can actually trust God. And in fact, your trust of God deepens. And you can have a greater gratitude for God. And your gratitude of God grows as you pray. As you express your love of God by giving him time in prayer, your love of God actually grows. And when we give our resources, our financial gifts, our tithe to the church, again, as you do that, you go, well, how will I not deal? How will I, if I don't have this $10, how will I buy that latte today at Caribou? But when I give that $10 away or that $100 or that whatever, all of a sudden you go, you know what, God, I can trust you to provide for me. And now my trust of God grows. I give it to the church and I can begin to trust the church, which these days has been so hard, as they are stewards of it. Or my talents, as I share a talent or an ability or an attribute or charism that I have. Well, what if I sing and I do a bad job? Or what if I sing and someone doesn't like it? Or what if I make a pie for some, my next door neighbor and they go, I don't like raisin cream pie. Don't make raisin cream pie. But you give and then you realize, wow, God can use that because he doesn't like raisin cream pie, but it's his mother's favorite and she's coming over today. So I just want to invite us to begin to press forward just a little bit. Just one yes, just one small yes will lead to this incredible joy, because when you give just one yes, when you give God a couple extra minutes, or when you give God a few extra dollars or a greater percentage of our income, or when we give and share our talents with just one small way, all of a sudden our lives begin to open up to the mission of God. You know, it's interesting, in today's gospel, there's a rich man who has everything. He's an image of God. He provides all that they have. And he didn't have to, because he knew how to do it. I mean, he was the rich man. He knew how to make money. He didn't have to share his wealth with others. It was an incredible risk. Here's 5, 2, 1 talent. Go do something. Risk. Do something. Make something happen. Whatever you do, I don't care. He could have kept it for himself, because he could have done better than himself. That's not how God does it, is it? God did not keep all the talents to himself. He gives us talents, shares graces with us. Remember 6 years ago when this was the gospel? And the homily 6 years ago? Remember that great homily I gave 6 years ago? We took up a collection in church. We took up a collection at the beginning of the homily, and people are going, what are you doing? And I'm encouraging people to give money. And that weekend, over the various masses, we collected some $8,000 just out of people's generosity. It was amazing. And then at each mass, whatever we had collected at that mass, I called up a high school student. I said, here, high school student, whom I don't really know because I'm still new in the parish, take this money and do something with it. Just don't bury it. And they went and they did something with it. 5 months later, they came back. One of them bought equipment so he could do something with pictures and raise money for Africa. One of them did something with it so that he could create something to help children on a swim team who are in special needs. One of them did, these various things. We risked our gifts, our talents, and they did something great with it. So God today is inviting you and me to be risk takers. What have we? All that we have, let's risk with it. Let's share it. Let's give it away. Let's give our time to God in prayer and the adoration time. Let's give our financial resources to the mission of the church. Let's give our talents and our abilities to both the church and to, as Monique said, to the community around us. Because when we do that, when you just offer yourself, when you just offer your gifts, you will experience this incredible joy. And not just that joy now, but that joy that's most important. Because on the day that will come for all of us, on that great day, that final day, that day when you and I meet God face to face, if you and I have just offered ourselves, we've given what we have to others, if we've shared with God our time, then we will hear God say to us the most beautiful words. Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come. Come share your Father's joy.